The Secret of Spiritual Healing. The man might have stopped to doubt and lost his one chance of healing. But he believed Christ's word, and in acting upon it he received strength. Through the same faith we may receive spiritual healing. By sin our souls have been severed from the life of God and are palsied. Of ourselves we are no more capable of living a holy life than was the impotent man capable of walking. Many who realize their helplessness and long for spiritual life are vainly striving to obtain it. The Savior is bending over these desponding, struggling ones, saying, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Do not wait to feel whole. Believe His word, and put your will on the side of Christ. In acting on His word you will receive strength. Whatever may be the evil which binds both soul and body, Christ is able to deliver. He will impart life to the soul dead in trespasses. The restored paralytic stooped to take up his rug and blanket, and, as he straightened himself, he looked around for his deliverer. But Jesus was lost in the crowd. As he hurried on his way with firm, free step, rejoicing in his newfound strength, he told several of the Pharisees of his cure. He was surprised at the coldness with which they listened. They interrupted him, asking why he was carrying his bed on the Lord's day. In his joy the man had forgotten it was the Sabbath. He answered boldly, "He that made me whole, said unto me, Take up thy bed, and walk." They asked who had done this, but he could not tell. These rulers wished for direct proof that they might condemn Jesus as a Sabbath breaker. In their judgment, he had not only broken the law in healing the sick man on the Sabbath but had committed sacrilege in bidding him to bear away his bed.